This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you are listening to Podcast 39 of Against the Grain. Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP or platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call our clinic at 918-935-3636 or visit our website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain Podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
What up? This is the super tall Marshall Morris, joined today by Dr. Chad Edwards, who believes that 80% of medical recommendations are crap. And that's technically speaking, Dr. Edwards. He is the author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements. He served in the U.S. Army for 23 years. He is a board certified family physician. And most importantly, he is the founder of revolutionhealth.org and the Against the Grain podcast. Dr. Edwards, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm ready to talk about this topic.
Okay, it's you're ready. Stuff. You prepped me on it, and this is another one of those I don't know anything about, but I'm just irrationally excited about it. And I mean, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about fish oil or omega-3s.
So are they one and the same? I mean, I've heard both, but...
Yeah, so most of the time when we're talking about fish oil and we're talking about omega-3s, you can basically use them synonymously, but we're going to get into why I'm being a little little hesitant on saying that. So it's important to understand, what does omega-3 mean?
Yeah.
And so hopefully I won't get too geeked out on this, but basically you have these long chain fatty acids. You've heard of triglycerides. Triglycerides are fats. They're each one of those, tri means three, and glyceride means the glycerol backbone. Triglycerides. So you have these fatty acids attached to a glycerol backbone, but those fatty acids are hydrocarbons. You've got carbon and hydrogen, and then sometimes you have a double bond in there, and the double bond. When you have a double bond, it's called an unsaturated fat because it's not saturated with the hydrogens. So you have mono and poly unsaturated fats, and omega-3s are polyunsaturated fatty acids. I mean, they've got these double bonds in them, and it changes the behavior of these fats. And they're very good, healthy fats. The omega portion refers to the location of that double bond, or at least of the first double bond. The alpha carbon, when you look at these chains, it's a backbone of carbon. And the first one on that glycerol backbone is called the alpha carbon. And on the far end, at the tail, so to speak, that's called the omega carbon. So when we count backwards, you count, the omega carbon, and then you count, so 1, 2, 3, and where the third one is, that's where the double bond is going to be. If you have a double bond at the sixth carbon from the end, that's called an omega six. And omega-9 would be 9 carbons from the end. So omega-3s refer to this broad category of fats where the double bond is, 3 carbons away from the end. And they've got certain characteristics associated with them. So that's what omega-3s refer to. And then, of course, fish oil is a good source of omega-3s, but there are other things in fish oil. So that's why I'm a little reluctant to say, that the two are synonymous.
So most people, they will take fish oil as a good source of omega-3s.
That's correct.
Okay. But then also contained in fish oil are maybe some other things as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Exactly. So let's get into it. Why is this a controversial topic? Why is this against the grain?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know that the taking omega-3s is against the grain, but the way we often do it is very poorly educated, even among physicians. And I would argue that most people, at least that I talk to, don't really know what they're doing when it comes to supplementing with an omega-3. What does it mean? Why are you taking it? And are you taking a good one? And that's really the ultimate piece. And I want to get in a little bit of why.
A lot of my friends take omega-3 because my friends take omega-3.
Yeah, Exactly. It's a good idea. So you're not taking omega-3? Oh, yeah. You got to take omega-3.
Okay. So get into maybe some of the reasons why it is good.
Yeah. So omega-3s, first of all, there's a test that we do in my clinic called the omega-3 index. And the test has been around for a little while. And it's been very well validated and shown that patients with an omega-3 index, that's the percentage of these fatty acids on the surface of red blood cells called the omega-3 index. When that is greater than 8%, it corresponds to a 90% reduction in sudden cardiac death compared with someone with an omega-3 index of 4%. So that means, you know, your heart just stops. Usually that would be associated with like a heart attack or something like that, but much more likely for your heart to stop sudden cardiac death if you have lower levels of omega-3s. The other piece of this is there's a pathway, and I won't get too geeked out on this. It wouldn't make sense until you see it anyway, but called the arachidonic acid pathway. And we've talked about this a little bit when we've talked about prolotherapy and making inflammatory chemicals. Many people will talk about how our diet is so pro-inflammatory, and they'll talk about how omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. It's because of this arachidonic acid pathway. And that's where arachidonic acid is an omega-6 fatty acid, and it's named for that. But there are a number of enzymes that these fatty acids go through, and it produces certain chemicals. And the omega-3s can go through it, the omega-6s can go through it. And when we don't have a good balance in our fats, we make too many pro-inflammatory chemicals. When we eat better levels of omega-3s, we tend to offset that just a little bit because the product, the inflammatory chemicals that are made with an omega-3 are much less inflammatory. So relatively anti-inflammatory. So it's important to get a good balance of those fats.
Okay. So you need not too much of it.
Right.
You still need to monitor it, as many of the things that we talk about on this podcast. You know. So how are many people maybe doing it wrong? Yeah. Or taking it wrong, dosing it wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Explain that to me.
So first of all, they'll think, okay, I just need to go take a fish oil, and they'll go down to, you know, Walmart or Costco or, you know, wherever their local pharmacy, and they'll just grab a fish oil off the shelf. Mm-hmm. There's a few problems with that. Number one is how much are you actually getting? So when we're talking about omega-3s and the benefit, we're talking about two specific long chain fatty acids, two of these omega-3 long chain fatty acids, and specifically they're EPA and DHA. Those are the two that we're looking for. And EPA is the 20 carbon long version, and DHA is the 22 carbon long version. And fish oil is a good source of those two. We're looking specifically for the EPA and DHA. Now, I was in my parents' house one day, and I had them, they were taking fish oil because I, you know, had been harassing them about, you got to take your fish oil. Well, they went and they got one that they had at Walmart, and I looked at the back of the bottle. Now, the front of the bottle says fish oil, 1,000 milligrams. And I think underneath it says 300 milligrams total omega-3s. That's part of the distinction. 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, but 300 milligrams total omega-3s. So when you look at the label and try and figure out, okay, how much am I actually getting of this EPA and DHA? So I took a picture of the back of the label, and I've got it in front of me here. And so, you know, there's a total of 1 gram of fat, because that's what it says on the front, 1,000 milligrams, it's 1 gram. Saturated fat was 0.5 grams. So half of what was in this pill was saturated fat. Now, I would argue that saturated fat is not the devil, but that's another podcast. And then when you go down here and look at it, it says natural fish oil concentrate, 1,000 milligrams. And then it says total omega-3 fatty acids with EPA and DHA, 300 milligrams. Now, my problem with this is there's a couple of things. I generally recommend 2 to 3 grams of omega-3s per day. That means 2 to 3 grams of EPA and DHA. This thing says 1,000 milligrams, so you'd think, oh, well, I just have to take two of those. Well, the reality is you need to take like 6 to 12 of these per day in order to get the right dose of the right thing. The second thing is the way this is labeled is misleading. It says total omega-3 fatty acids, and in parentheses, it says with EPA and DHA. So is that 300 milligrams of EPA and DHA? It's not clear. So it could be 20 milligrams of EPA and DHA and 280 milligrams of some other omega-3.
Sure.
Now that's that brings up another point, and that's another omega-3 that's really common, and it's the plant form of omega-3 called ALA. ALA we find in flaxseed oil and those kinds of things, walnuts and those kinds of things. The problem with ALA, it's not bad, it's not a problem, but it has to be converted. Your body does not use ALA other than to convert it to EPA and DHA. So ALA is actually considered an essential fatty acid because you can't synthesize the ALA, but you can make EPA and DHA from ALA. Even though you don't use it, it's still considered an essential fatty acid. The problem is that the conversion process of ALA to EPA and DHA, ALA is the 18 carbon version, is inefficient in a lot of people. We just don't get the levels of what we really need by taking good amounts of ALA. And so I always recommend the EPA DHA.
So just like the hormones and the supplements, the quality of the fish oil that you're taking is super important.
Absolutely.
Okay. And there is varying degrees of quality of fish oil.
Oh boy. So we've talked about the numbers and how much and all those kinds of things. When we come back, let's talk about the quality of the fatty acid itself and what are you getting?
Okay, cool.
Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through bodyweight boot camp style classes and high intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become able to do anything and prepare you for everything that life may bring along. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com for more information and to sign up for a week of classes.
Okay, we are back and we are talking about fish oil and the omega-3 contained within fish oil. And so let's get into a little bit of the quality and the things that contribute to the quality of this fish oil.
Yeah, so obviously when you take a fish oil, you want to make sure that it has the right quantities of the right things, but then how much of, how much good stuff are you getting? We talked about the fact that these are polyunsaturated fats. That means there's double bonds and those kinds of things. Well, those structures are subject to what we call oxidation. And oxidation is where oxygen comes in and adds electrons and it changes that chemical. It's almost like rust, sort of. So it kind of rusts away at these fatty acids and it kind of breaks them down. And that process just happens over time. There are things that we can do to help protect those fats. One of the things that we can do is use vitamin E, and there are definitely others that can help protect those omega-3s to keep them from being degraded. But when you're taking a fish oil, if it's been sitting on the shelf for a long time, if it's got a long shelf life, much higher risk that you're taking an oxidized omega-3. And those oxidized omega-3s are probably more harmful than beneficial. So now you're taking something thinking that you're being beneficial and it may actually be detrimental. If you open up your bottle of fish oil and it smells rancid or it smells really strong fish, throw it away. It is rancid and you don't want to use it.
It's not just a byproduct of taking fish oil.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you don't want these things to be oxidized and damaged. Another thing is these are coming from fish. So the fish fixate mercury in the water. And the higher up the food chain, so to speak, the more that mercury gets concentrated. And so poor quality fish oils may contain higher levels of toxins like mercury. So we want to make sure that it's processed appropriately and that we don't have high levels of mercury in our stuff. The fish oil that I recommend that we sell out of our clinic passes California's, I forget the name, it's in the book where I talk about California's stringent requirements. And anything that contains a toxin or something like that has to, there's like really strict regulations on that stuff. Ours passes all of those things. There's also another, there's a very interesting website that you can go to, and the site is called IFOS, I-F-O-S, and it's the International Fish Oil Society or something like that. And they actually independently third-party test fish oils, and they'll look at a number of different – we'll have to talk more about each of those components on another podcast. But they actually measure the amounts of oxidative damage and stress and how much stuff is there in there to protect that. So if you're taking a fish oil and you want to know the quality of it, you can go to that website and it'll tell you. The other thing that it'll tell you is what lot number did they test. Many supplement companies do not test every lot. The supplement company that I recommend, Zymogen, does test every lot, number one. And number two, they have exceedingly high levels of the good stuff and low levels of the bad stuff. And go do a head-to-head comparison. I mean, challenge them. It's really, really good stuff. So you want to make sure that you get the right amount of stuff, and you want to make sure that you get good quality of stuff. And then, you know, protect it from light, keep it in a cool environment, those kinds of things.
Okay, so omega-3, you got to take the right amount. You got to make sure that you're getting the right amount of the good stuff. You got to make sure that it's not sitting on your shelf. Is there an average, you know, how long a bottle of fish oil could, you know, sit on your shelf? Is there a specific amount of time or something for listeners to, you know, take home with them?
Most of the time, what I've seen is they try to keep a shelf life of 2 years or less. Okay. You don't want, you know, if you got something that says a 6 year shelf life, it's like, okay, what'd you put in there to make it where it's that stable that long? But a lot of it depends on the quality of the supplement to begin with. And what did you put as an antioxidant to keep it safe in there? And it's one of those things that, you know, when you get a really high quality supplement company, they're looking at all of these components, but you know, a lot of the cheap stuff, they're not doing that. It's not cost effective for them to do that. And there are some little subtle nuances. And again, it's addressed through the IFOS website that, you know, how much protective stuff is in there? If I'm really trying to save money, then I'm not going to do all that other stuff. I just get the cheap stuff and it's got the fish oil in it, but it may not have the same level of quality and nobody's looking.
Mm. Okay. So how do I know if I need to take fish oil?
So number one, we do the omega-3 index in my clinic. And we want that above 8%. Number two, if you couldn't come in the clinic or you can't get tested, then just about everyone would benefit from it. If you had a perfect diet, you wouldn't really need to worry about it. But it's almost never that I see that. I literally have two patients in my practice, that are able to get an optimal level of omega-3s just from diet. But if you have a diet high in wild caught fish, you know, some of the farm raised stuff, it all depends on what those fish are eating. And if they're eating cheap pellets and things like that, they're not going to have the same levels of omega-3s. The wild caught stuff tends to have higher levels of that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Those two patients are eating salmon all the time.
Right? Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So then once you start taking omega-3 fish oil, it's an everyday thing, or it's every couple days, or how frequently once you have determined, yes, I do need some more omega-3 in my diet, how frequent?
Well, many of the fat-soluble vitamins, you know, you could even take once a week. I would argue that you could probably space it out. It doesn't necessarily need to be an everyday thing, but you know, as a supplement, I recommend it every day.
Cool. What am I missing about fish oil? I feel like I've learned so much about fish oil, omega-3, and triglycerides on this podcast.
It's really good for inflammation. It's really good for your overall health. It's really good for the cell function and communication from cells to, you know, one to another. It's important for overall health. It's an effective thing to take as a supplement. And, you know, patients tend to do better, you know, get anti-inflammatory, lots of good benefits to it. And it's not real expensive. Ours is about $1 a day, depending on your dose.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Chad Edwards.
Happy fish oil.
Happy fish oil.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.